97.9 105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning, and I love my job. And I love my job because I every once in a while I get to talk to people who were very instrumental in me growing up and in the man that I have become. And one of those people on the phone right now, Summer Sanders. Summer, how are you?
Big Papa. Are you talking about Figure It Out?
No, I'm actually talking about Inside Stuff.
Oh, really? Oh,
I'm talking about Inside Stuff because my high school years, I was a huge NBA dork because that was when it was in its peak with Jordan and Ewing and Barkley and Bird and Magic and all those guys.
Yes.
Okay? And Saturday morning, hell or high water, I was in front of that TV watching NBA Inside Stuff with you and Ahmad Rashad.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? It was a good show. I mean, we talked to these guys about everything except basketball.
Exactly.
I mean, their hobbies, their homes, they opened up their doors to us. It was a really fun show. I look back on it, and I do miss it because I feel like it was so unique.
It really and truly was. We're talking to Summer Sanders. Right now, you're doing Celeb Apprentice Sundays on NBC. And what a cast of characters you're hanging out with.
Did you watch last night?
Congratulations on the win.
Thank you, but I think my new nickname is Polly Perfect.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's good or bad. According to Sharon, it's bad. It's pretty brutal, actually, to watch it, since we taped it in October, November.
Right.
And sit there and watch it and watch people not only just badmouth you, but just rip you. It's like, when does that happen?
And the thing is,
when you're driving, you make a mistake and somebody's in a rush and their windows are up and you can't hear what they're saying, but they're talking bad about you. It's very surreal to sit there and listen to Sharon Osbourne basically say that she doesn't like you. But I have to say, I don't think she likes anybody on the cast.
Yeah,
maybe Brett Michaels.
Yeah, well, that's because she digs rock stars. I mean, come on now.
It is apparent. Yeah. And I guess I'm just not rock star material. It's just not where my career's headed. But anyway, the world's not going to all love you, and I'm fine with Sharon expressing her opinion, especially when, in the end, my charity, which is Right to Play, got to take home $20,000, and that was fantastic. That's
awesome.
The reason why I went on the show, and I'm so excited I could deliver.
Absolutely. Yeah. Summer Sanders, Celebrity Apprentice, Sunday nights on NBC. Talk about Right to Play real quick. Tell us about the charity.
I've been with Right to Play for about 15 years. It used to be called Olympic Aid. We bring sport and play to developing countries and children who've been affected by war. So imagine somebody who's a kid who's been at a civil war, like in Sierra Leone, for 10 years. The civil war ends, and now all of a sudden they're out on their own without the life skills to be like an important and integral part of the community. So we teach them those things. We teach them through sport about leadership, responsibility, conflict resolution, inclusion, health, nutrition, and all of that. If you think back on your life, and if you at all, like you, have been influenced or impacted by sport and have become the person you are because of sport, then you understand what the charity is about. You can teach these kids through what they love the most, which oftentimes is soccer, important lessons in life, and you can help rebuild a community again.
Absolutely. Again, Summer Sanders, Celebrity Apprentice, Sundays on NBC. You realize that there are people that don't even realize, don't even remember or know the fact that you've won Olympic gold medals?
I don't blame them. It was so long ago.
Well, it was 92.
It was 18 years ago. But it's great. I look back on the Olympics, and I'm so honored watching them now to be a part of that group. It's just sometimes I have to pinch myself. I feel very lucky.
And you're one of the very few that's been able to parlay that into a successful career, whether it be hosting, Inside Stuff. I really enjoy The List. I love The List.
Oh, good. Thanks.
But you're able to do that and make a living doing something other than like a 9-to-5 job. Because a lot of times the Olympians, they go out and they either end up becoming, professional, like the ice skaters, the only ones that really become professional anything after that. But everyone else kind of goes back to 9-to-5 jobs. You've been able to parlay it into something more, which is great.
Yeah, well, thank you. I for as long as I wanted to swim, I knew I wanted to do something on television. So I think that helped. It wasn't as if I stopped swimming and I just said, well, maybe I'll try to do this because opportunities are here. But I have to say, after the Olympics, it's not the way it is now. It's not the big show that it is. So life went back to somewhat normal. I went back to Stanford. I finished my my last 2 years at Stanford. And in between there, I tried to continue to do my TV work and all that. And then it was after Stanford that I started getting job offers. And I basically took everything that came my way. So it was, let me put it this way, before Inside Stuff, it's not as if it was like, you know, pretty imperfect and all of that stuff. It was a lot of hard work and a lot of random jobs.
But it's still, it's absolutely amazing. 92 gold medalist, member of Celebrity Apprentice, Sundays on NBC, Summer Sanders. There are some people that just, are people as mean as they come off, as they're being edited to be on The Apprentice?
You know, I have to say, and I'm sure that Sharon appreciates truth, I did sense the entire time that she was saying stuff about us. And it was like this, she had this like really sweet person in there, and she'd answer her phone and talk to Ozzy and, "Hello, my darling." And that's all I wanted her to say about me. I really longed for her to say nice things about me, but I knew that she was talking, you know what, about me behind my back. And quite frankly, a lot of us. But we'll see. I mean, who knows? I maybe that she really digs some of the girls. I think Maria, she was kind to, in her words. At least she was somewhat complimentary. But she didn't say anything while we were doing our task. She did a lot of analyzing. I felt like I was being judged with her eyes the whole time, the way she was staring at me.
I get that all the time when I'm at the bar, but it's for a totally different reason.
Exactly. You know what I'm talking about then.
Oh, yeah.
But I think all the other
analyzing,
women were really,
undressing, you know,
really
whatever.
Pretty genuine. I mean, Maria kept claiming that everything she was saying in her interviews, she was saying to our faces. And I think last night was an indication where she wasn't. So that might be the beginning of Maria saying some stuff that we never knew about. That will be the first time we ever see it. But I think Holly was probably truthful. And Cindy, you know, yeah, I mean, Cindy was Cindy. It's like I said last night, I absolutely love her.
Who are you?
Fantastic. She's wonderful.
Summer Sanders, who are you most excited to meet in the cast?
Oh, probably Cindy.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think she's, I mean, oh my gosh, any girl out there remembers, you know, girls just want to have fun and time after time. There'll be times when I will bait her to get to sing, where I'll pretend as if I don't know the words to her song, and then she starts singing it. And
nice.
I loved it. So, yeah, Cindy was a trip to me.
Summer Sanders, yeah. Celebrity Apprentice, Sundays on NBC. Do you have a website? Are you online at all?
I do, summersanders.net.
Awesome, summersanders.net. Before you go, it's the quick six questions, 60 seconds. Let's everyone get to know a little bit more about you, okay?
Okay, go for
it. Summer Sanders, last song you downloaded to your iPod.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't that so funny? My son flushed my iPod down the toilet. Probably a Michael Jackson song.
Favorite toy as a child?
Big Wheel.
What movie will you stop and watch every single time it's on?
Rudy.
Oh, my God. That's awesome. Oh, my God.
I cry every time.
Yeah. Yeah, I completely understand that. You're going on a road trip. What are your go-to snacks?
Almonds and fast food.
Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
I think forearms and hands.
Favorite toy as an adult?
My DVR.
What's that? What shows are on your DVR?
Say again?
What shows are on your DVR?
Oh my gosh, 30 Rock, Office, Lost, Modern Family, Parenthood. Oh, Grey's Anatomy for me, not my husband. And I do dabble in the American Idol, Dancing with the Stars, and So You Think You Can Dance.
Nice.
But only fast forward to the end.
Summer Sanders, Celebrity Apprentice, Sundays on NBC, summerstanders.net. Summer, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for the time. And good luck. I know you can't divulge anything for the future stuff as far as the show goes, but
yeah.
Good luck in the future, even though you've already taped it.
Thank you so much, Big Papa. It was great talking to you.
Take care. Sure. Summer Sanders, everybody. Celebrity Apprentice, Sundays on NBC. We'll be right back. Big Papa in the morning on KISS FM.